Ronnie was a bigot with a foul mouth, a cringing personality, and that constant monkey fungus stink. But he could play cards, I give him that. He wasn't the genius he claimed to be, at least not at Hearts, where luck is a big part of the game, but he was good. When he was concentrating full on, he could remember almost every card that had been played, which was why, I suppose, he didn't like three-handed Hearts with that extra card. With the kicker card gone, Ronnie was tough. Still, I did all right that first morning. When Hugh Brennan went over 100 in the first game we played, I had 33 points to Ronnie's 28. It had been 2 or 3 years since I'd played Hearts. It was the first time in my life I'd played it for money, and I thought 2 bits a small price to pay for such unexpected entertainment. That round cost Ashley $2.50. The unfortunate Hugh had to cough up $3.60. It seemed Ronnie had won the price of a date after all, although I thought the girl would have to be a real Bogart fan to give him a blowjob, or even a kiss goodnight, for that matter. Ronnie puffed up like a crow guarding a fresh piece of roadkill. "I got it," he said. "I'm sorry for guys like you who don't, but I got it, Riley. It's like it says in that Doors song, 'The men don't know, but the little girls understand.'" "You're ill, Ronnie," I said.
"I want to go again," Hugh said.
I think P.T. Barnum was right. There really is one like Hugh born every minute.
"I want to get my money back."
"Well," Ronnie said, revealing his dingy teeth in a big smile, "I'm willing to at least give you a chance." He looked my way. "What do you say, sporty?" My geology text lay forgotten on the sofa behind me. I wanted my quarterback and a few more to jingle beside it. What I wanted even more was to school Ronnie Malenfant. "Run him," I said. And then, for the first of at least 1,000 times, I'd speak the same words in the troubled weeks ahead. "Is this a pass left or a pass right?" "New game, pass right. What a Dorcas." Ronnie cackled, stretched, and watched happily as the cards spun out of the deck. "God, I love this game."